Welcome back to Security for Legal SaaS. I'm Alice.
And I'm Dan. Episode 28, Encryption at Rest versus Encryption in Transit. Alice, we've talked about TLS back in episode 13. Now we're doing the full picture on data encryption. Where do we start?
With the basic question, where is your data? And who could steal it? Data exists in two states. At rest, sitting on a hard drive in a database on a backup tape. And in transit, moving between the user's browser and your server, between your microservices, between your application and the database. Each state has different threats. Data at rest is vulnerable to physical theft. A stolen laptop, a decommissioned drive that wasn't wiped, an attacker who gets file system access to your database server. Data in transit is vulnerable to eavesdropping. Someone on the network intercepting traffic between your services.
Right. And you need encryption for both?
Both. No exceptions. If you encrypt data in transit, but not at rest, a stolen database backup gives the attacker everything in plain text. If you encrypt at rest, but not in transit, someone intercepting network traffic between your services reads data as it flows. For illegal SaaS platforms storing privileged client communications, leaving either gap is indefensible. Literally, in a regulatory sense.
Let's start with encryption at rest. What's the simplest way to do it?
Transparent data encryption, TDE. This is encryption handled by the database engine itself, completely invisible to your application. Every major cloud database, AWS RDS, Azure SQL, Google Cloud SQL, has TDE enabled by default. It uses AES 256, which is the industry standard symmetric encryption algorithm. NIST approved AES for protecting classified information. No successful attack against it has been demonstrated in over 20 years of analysis.
So the database encrypts everything on disk and decrypts it when you query.
Exactly. Your application code doesn't change at all. The database handles encryption and decryption transparently. Data files, transaction logs, backups, all encrypted at the storage level. And the performance impact is negligible. Modern CPUs have dedicated hardware instructions for AES encryption. On a server with Intel AES 9, TDE adds maybe 1 to 5% CPU overhead. Basically free.
But what does TDE actually protect against?
Physical theft of storage media and unauthorized file system access. If someone walks off with a hard drive or gets access to the raw database files, they see encrypted bytes. But, and this is the important limitation, TDE does not protect against someone who has valid database credentials. They query the database through the normal interface, and the database decrypts the data for them automatically. TDE is a floor, not a ceiling.
Right. So what's the ceiling?
Application layer encryption. Instead of letting the database handle encryption, your application encrypts sensitive fields before they reach the database. The database stores ciphertext, encrypted data that's meaningless without the key. Even a database administrator with full access sees only gibberish. The decryption key lives in a separate system, a key management service, that the database never has access to.
That sounds stronger. What's the trade-off?
Searchability. If a field is encrypted at the application layer, the database can't query it, sort by it, or index it. You can't do a full text search across encrypted client communications. You can't sort by encrypted client names. So you have to make architectural choices about which fields get application layer encryption. Privileged communications, litigation strategy notes, confidential financial data, and which get TDE-only protection. Timestamps, matter IDs, status flags that the database needs to query against.
Yeah, that's a real design decision. Now, where does the encryption key live? That seems like the critical question.
It is the critical question. If the key is stored next to the data it protects, in the same database on the same server, then stealing the server gives the attacker both the lock and the key. That's security theater, not security. The solution is called envelope encryption. There's a hierarchy of keys. At the top is the master key. also called the key encryption key. This lives in a hardware security module, an HSM, a tamper-resistant piece of hardware specifically designed to store cryptographic keys. The master key never leaves the HSM.
Oh, and below that?
Below that are data encryption keys, DEKs. Each one is unique, per record, per table, or per tenant. The DEK encrypts the actual data. Then the DEK itself is encrypted using the master key. The encrypted DEK is stored alongside the encrypted data. To decrypt, you send the encrypted DEK to the key management service, which decrypts it using the master key inside the HSM, gives you the plaintext DEK, and use that to decrypt the data. Then, you discard the deck from memory.
Right. So, even if an attacker steals the entire database, the encrypted data and the encrypted DKs, they can't decrypt anything without access to the KMS.
Exactly. And AWS KMS, Google Cloud KMS, and Azure Key Vault all implement this pattern. The master keys live in certified hardware security modules. For legal SaaS on any major cloud provider, there's no reason to build your own key management. Use the provider's KMS. It's one of the few areas in security where the cloud provider solution is genuinely better than anything you build yourself.
Let's switch to encryption in transit. We covered TLS in episode 13. What's the summary?
Four requirements. First, TLS 1.2 is the minimum version, TLS 1.3 preferred. Second, strong cipher suites. AES 256 GCM with ECDHE key exchange for forward secrecy. Third, automated certificate management. Let's Encrypt and the Acme protocol make this free and automatic. Fourth, and this is where teams slip up, encrypt internal traffic too. Browser to server is obvious, but service-to-service communication within your infrastructure needs NTLS, mutual TLS, which we covered in episode 15. In a zero-trust architecture, which we covered last episode, there is no trusted internal network.
Yeah. No, we're behind the firewall, so it's fine.
Exactly. Every connection encrypted. Browser to load balancer to API server, API server to database, API server to search service. If it crosses a network boundary, any network boundary, it's encrypted.
What about the regulatory side? Is encryption legally required?
Every framework your clients care about requires it. ABA Model Rule 1.6CA demands reasonable efforts to prevent unauthorized access. Encryption is increasingly the expected standard for reasonable. GDPR Article 32 lists encryption as an appropriate technical measure. HIPAA requires encryption for electronic health information. SOC 2 requires encryption for trust services criteria. PCI DSS requires it for cardholder data. Singapore's PDPA recommends it. The convergence is total. The question isn't whether to encrypt, it's how thoroughly.
Right. Quick summary for builders. CDE as the baseline. It's basically free on cloud databases. Application layer encryption for the most sensitive fields. Envelope encryption to keep keys separate from data. TS everywhere, including internal service traffic. And use your cloud provider's KMS. Don't build your own.
And one more thing. The performance concerns that stopped people from encrypting 10 years ago are mostly gone. Modern hardware has AES built into the CPU. TLS 1.3 handshakes take 1 to 2 milliseconds. The only non-trivial cost is the KMS API call for envelope encryption, about 5 to 20 milliseconds, and you can cache decrypted keys in memory briefly to amortize that. Encryption is no longer expensive. Not encrypting is.
Next episode, key management and rotation. How you actually manage those encryption keys over time, including the scary question, what happens if you lose the key?
Until then, I'm Alice.
And I'm...
Security for Legal SaaS is a series written with AI assistance. Alice and Dan are AI-generated voices. No professional advice here, just education.